A splendid way to start the day. Bronze medalist Karina Lee is with me. Karina, welcome to SEN and congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
How's the reality settling for you about an hour and a half on from your achievement?
Oh, I think it's still trying to sink in. I'm just so happy with the result. To be the first Australian to get a medal in this event is, you know, it's such an honour.
We had it on morning TV and it was such a tactical race. Hung around the top 10 and then made a decisive move. Just talk us through how you plotted the race out, Karina.
So I tried to conserve as much energy as possible in the first half of the race, but I do like to sit around the front just so I can keep an eye on all of my competitors. And I also made sure that I had lots of drinks early on in the race just to get my fluids up. The race kind of got a little bit fast on the second lap, which was a bit unexpected for such hot water, but then it seemed to settle down a little bit. And I kept calm during that and just tried to hold my ground. The plan was to always just give it all I had with a kilometre to go. And I think maybe that was Anna Marcella's plan as well. And I saw her take off with about a kilometre to go. And I made that decision to go and sit on her feet rather than staying with the rest of the pack. I did see the pack was going off course just a little bit. I think Anna had a better line. And, so I made that decision to stick with her. And I think that paid off a little bit. And, being able to hold with her at the end was awesome. I was, you know, I was hurting so much and I could see that I had the, former Olympic champion right next to me too. I was trying to stay mentally calm and confident and just kept telling myself that I could do it. And holding on at the end. It's just incredible.
You had us all shouting at the TV over the last 200 metres. So what's that surge like? You're in the top three, you're dueling for gold and silver and bronze and then trying to repel what's behind you. How precisely aware of you are you of the scenario and of the other swimmers and your place as you head towards the touch?
I was just trying to keep in my own head, looking just at the people just directly in front of me. And I kind of had tunnel vision for that finish. I knew that my speed was there, so I was going to be able to pick it up at the end. And couldn't quite get past the first position, but I was trying to get my hand on the touchpad before Sharon in the silver. But you know, touching third, I'm just still so happy with that.
It's a brilliant result and it's historic. So obviously you live the sport. How aware are you of what you've been able to achieve that an Australian's never been able to do before?
It's so surreal. But, I look up to those that competed before me for Australia and they've done an amazing job. And I've always had the hope that Australia could get into the medals and that they can continue that on as well. And I think we've had such a great push in open water swimming in Australia and I'm just so proud to be that person to get that first medal.
The swim is 28 seconds short of 2 hours, Karina, and you've been busy in the aftermath. I know that as we've tracked you around. How exhausted are you?
I'm pretty exhausted. Pretty hot at the moment too.
Yep.
So hopefully I'll be able to get a swim down in soon and just relax a little bit.
We saw you straight afterwards on the phone to your coach, John Rogers. What was the conversation like? How proud of you was he?
It was awesome to be able to talk to him straight after the race. And I think he might have had a few tears, which made me tear up a little bit. And to hear him so proud back at home, it's just incredible. And I'm so lucky to be coached by someone of his caliber. He's been a coach on 5 Olympic Games, so it's an honour to be coached by him. And to hear him be so proud, it's awesome.
He's a bit of a legend in the sport, isn't he? Known as JR.
He's definitely a legend, someone that I can look up to, and he always has so much advice to give, so I'm very lucky.
Karina, when you try to put this into context, so 5 years after Rio and the difficulties in the qualifying event, you missed that Games, you set yourself and use that as fuel, the Games get delayed by a year. How would you encapsulate the 5 year? It really becomes an odyssey, doesn't it, from missing Rio to a bronze medal in Tokyo?
Yeah, it's incredible. The 5 years, there's been so much hard work, so many ups and downs. You know, getting the Olympics postponed was devastating, but I tried to stay really positive and confident through that time. And I'm just so grateful that this was able to happen and that I'm actually here. It feels surreal to be here, but we're so lucky that the Games went ahead. And hopefully, you know, I just hope that people in lockdown at the moment got a little bit of joy out of watching that event.
Oh, they absolutely did. Oh, I can promise you that. So the test event that you swam is 2 years ago. Does it feel like an eternity ago that you were preparing yourself for this moment?
Yeah, it does actually. It feels like a long time ago that I was here swimming at the test event. And, you know, swimming here was a 5 kilometre race, and the water temperature was 31 degrees. So when I got here and the water temperature was only 29, it was kind of a little bit of a bonus there.
So just explain those conditions to us and how grueling that is over the 2 hours.
Yeah, 29 degrees for 2 hours is still, you know, it's quite hot. Pretty comfortable at the start, but then when you're starting to put the pace on, you can feel yourself heating up. And I think I've done like a lot of training in a hot water pool to prepare myself for this. And I also did the last 2 weeks of my training before coming here in Darwin, so I could get used to a similar outside temperature as well. So I feel like I prepared really, really well. Going out there and getting the job done is awesome.
It's a bit mad, Karina, as some of these Olympic sports are, that what makes us love them so much is how did you choose marathon swimming, or did it choose you?
I've got to be honest. When I first got asked to do a 10 kilometre, I just thought that was the craziest thing that anybody asked me. Like, why would anybody swim 10 kilometres? My coach ended up pushing me to do it, and my first one was in Hawaii at the Junior Pan Pacs. And Hawaii was an awesome first race to do it. I got to see dolphins while I was swimming, turtles, and you know, it was just so beautiful. And I think I didn't know how to swim it then, and I think I ended up placing 5th, but I just wanted to know more about the tactics and about the race and how these girls can go so fast at the end of swimming 10 kilometres. So it's been a real journey and a real learning experience for me. And I feel like now that I have had quite a few races under my belt, I have got that experience. So, yeah, it's really surreal.
Yeah, I bet it is. And how have you balanced? So you're a qualified primary school teacher and you're an Olympian. How have you blended the two, your sporting career and trying to establish your professional life as well?
Yeah, I mean, going through university was actually quite good. I mean, it has its challenges, and to be able to juggle it, but time management is so important there. But I also felt like university was a little bit of an escape from swimming too, just to get my mind off swimming, just for little moments at a time. And I think it worked really well. And I became a qualified teacher in 2019. But then after becoming qualified and graduating university, I did decide to solely concentrate on the Olympics then and my training. And little did I know it would be 2 years later. But, I'm hoping to go back home and do a little bit of relief teaching when I get back home, just to keep my skills up there.
Is Noosa home? Would the surf club have opened early for you today for a gathering, do you reckon?
Oh, they would have, but unfortunately, they're in lockdown
Oh,
at
of
the moment.
course,
So
yes.
they were all watching from their couches, and I've had so many amazing messages that I'll have to get back to. But yeah, the support has been absolutely incredible.
We'll let you get back to them. Karina, how does it sound? Olympic bronze medalist.
Oh, it's amazing.
Brilliant. Congratulations. It was quite the thrilling way to start the day's competition. Well done on all that you've achieved.
Thank you so much.
Karina Lee with us.